Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous year. This is the third shiur, and we've been discussing the chiyuv of speaking Lashon HaKodesh, teaching your son Lashon HaKodesh more precisely, and reading the Shema. And what we saw was that the din of the father teaching the son Torah is in order to accustom the child that his mouth should be a mouth of Torah and Torah only, as much as humanly possible. That's the Yesod HaDvarim. And now we are continuing onwards. The Mipashta Sivrei HaRambam B'Halacha Vav U'Mei Masai. What does the Rambam say in Halacha Vav in Perek Aleph Hilchos Talmud Torah Masichai Vodim Lam D'Toro Mishishchi L'Dabir Melam D'Toro Tzivu Lanu Moshe U'Shma Yisrael Kach Melam V'Ad Melam P'sukim P'sukim and then he's going here what it says in Halacha Aleph, the father has to teach a child Torah. And so writes the Shulchan Aruch HaRav at the beginning of Hilchos Talmud Torah, b'divrei HaRambam, and so too in the Lechem Mishnah, kach hu katav b'divrei HaRambam, k'makor b'divrei HaRambam, shama techiyuv shalav l'lamed et b'no Torah, ima shalamadu basugia, so when the Rambam says that the father, May Masai, has to teach him Torah, he says the Makor is our sugi, the sugi in Sukkah, Membeis, that a cotton who knows how to speak, when he learns how to speak, the father has to right away start teaching him Torah. As Mevuar B'data Lechem Mishneh, Shekol Zeh, Michiyuv Ha'av Lelamdo Torah. It's all part of the father's obligation to teach his son Torah. And in the Pnei Yoshua, he was machriach like this because from this pasuk of Limadatem, it's Benechem Ladaber Bam, within the Yerkechi of the Lalami Torah. And it says Ladaber Bam, that was from the time they know how to speak, you have to teach them Torah. So it's all Midin Talmud Torah. So again, you see from the Rambam, teaching your son Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, teaching him, it's Midin Talmud Torah, when he knows how to start talking, you have to teach him this pasuk, it's Midin Talmud Torah. You see that from the Rambam, you see that also from the, in addition to the Rambam, from the Pnei Yoshua, because he says, look at the source. And the Pnei Yoshua is Tamei Antosus, who says, not like that. Pnei Yoshua writes, Shakol Midin Chiyuvav L'Olam Do Torah, it's not Midin Chinuch of Mitzvah's Kriya Shema. That Tosis wants to say it's that when the child knows how to speak, the father teaches him Kriya Shema. Midin Chinuch L'Mitzvah's Kriya Shema. He says Midin Talmud Torah. So in the Bir Hagra, in Orachayim, Siman Ayin, Sivkot Dalad, Ayin Sham, Dvarb Siman Lam Zayin, Sivkot Zayin. So again, you see in these sources that it's Midin Talmud Torah. However, Tosis earlier on in Sukkah 28b, Dibra Maskel Kan Bekotten and the Ran over there discuss Zmanei Chinuch, that each mitzvah has a different Zman Chinuch, and they bring the mitzvah of Lulav. When the child knows how to shake, you get him a Lulav. And Torah is Tali when he knows how to speak. Ooh, so you see it's Midin Chinuch. So to the Meiri, Brachas Chafo Mebeis, writes about a cotton shalo yigi lechinuch, shakol shiodei ledaber, mechancho bepasuk rishon. So the Meiri holds also midin chinuch. If he knows how to speak, you're mechanichim in the first pasuk. See, it's midin chinuch. Also, Maharshal Chagiga 3b, Dibur Masle Venashim, also says it's midin higi lechinuch. But the question is, wait a second, the Mitzamakor is a pasuk talking about Talmud Torah. Maratam is benechim ledaber bam, it's talking about Talmud Torah. Nothing to do with chiyuv chinuch. Chiyuv chinuch is din de rabbanon. Ayin be shulchan aruch harav. Betulas hilchos talmud Torah. Chiyuv chinuch is din de rabbanon. This is din de araisa to teach your child Torah. So how can Tosis in the Ran and the Meiri say it's mitzad din chinuch? And it talks about the time you attempt to teach the kid. It's included in the Dizmani HaChinuch. Vehem ha-mashakasa b'zeh b'sefer turi evan ala Rambam, the first parak of hilchos talmud Torah. Also the famous Rabbeinu Manoach that's quoted so many times in parak Beis of hilchos shvitzis esor. Halacha Yud, he writes, Chinuch HaShos, Einu Chovu D'Rabbanan El-Chovu M'Tel Sakol Odom Me'atzmo, Elamed U'Lahargil, Banav L'Lechetz V'Derecha Yoshe, L'Siv Chanuch L'Nara Bidak, U'Kedei L'Chnitzin Tachas Kanfei HaShchina. He He says the whole Indian of fasting hours, that it says Lavakabi Yom Kippur, that a child has to fast Lashaos. It's midin chinuch, in order to teach your child how to keep mitzvahs properly. It's not a classical chiyuv d'rabbanan, it's mekitin chiyuv chinuch. Kedamrina yodei l'dabra v'mlam d'torah tziva lanu Moshe. So this Rabbeinu Noach is problem. Rabbeinu Noach is problematic, because he says he brings from the Gemara in Sukkah Yodei L'dabra V'Milam D'Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. That's not Din Chinuch. It's Midin Talmud. That's Midin Talmud Torah. Here he's saying it's Midin Chinuch. Here he's saying that Ta'anis Shalos is Midin Chinuch, and then he compares that to the father teaching his son Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe is not Midin Chinuch. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe is Midin Talmud Torah. So how can he compare that to the Shar Hergel V'Achnasa L'Lami Darcha Yosher, like he writes? Other Dine Chinuch. So you see in all these sources that we just saw now, that it's Taka different. It's not Midin Talmud Torah. It's not like we saw before all the sources that say it's Midin Talmud Torah. It's Midin Chinuch. So, Mizen Ram Mefurash, Fi Shebiyarnu, שדין זה של אביו מלמדו תורה ציבה לנו משה אינה מצוות התלמוד תורה המוטלת על האב שאין לה מקום אלא מבין חמש שנים למקרא. As we're going to learn in Mirtz Hashem. The din of a father teaching his son Torah חמש שנים למקרא is from חמש שנים למקרא. But this din, when the child starts speaking, you tell him Torah ציבה לנו משה and Shema, זה דין אחר, זה דין נוסף. It's talking about פעולות של הגולה לפעול היודם להכניס איתך אז כנפי השכינה. It's talking about things you have to do in order, like the Rabbeinu Noach writes, to bring them under the wings of the שכינה. Which is the עניין of חינוך, like Rashi writes, פירוש על התורה בראשית, פרק י"ד, דברים פרק חוף פסוק ה', חינוך זה לשון השכלה, אברהם, וירק אז חניכה ולידי בייסו, רשי זה לשון השכלה. To start someone off so that they continue afterwards. And also, according to the Rambam in the Parashat Mishnah, it's Menachos, Perek Dalet Mishneh, that it's Milshon Limud Vehergel. That accustoming the child to doing it. That's Chinuch. Aschala or Limud Vehergel. So there, Rabbeinu Menach writes that it's a Din Klali. And we can learn Din Chinuch for all mitzvahs from this Din of teaching your son Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. And ואילו בדברי התוספות והר"ן ודאי אפשר לומר שהוא דין מיוחד בתורת ציווה לנו משה שלמד מהקרא, אבל כיוון שמיסודו בדין חינוך, לכן כלוא רמב"ם בהר"ן והתוספות ועד הישר דיני חינוך. So as Rabbeinu Menach says, you can learn from this din of teaching Torah, when the child is able to start speaking, you can learn to other dini חינוך. You can't necessarily say that according to Tosis in the R'an, but that you can learn from here, because it's a special din. Then when the child begins to speak, you teach him, but it's midin chinuch. They included another din chinuch, it's midrabbanan. And therefore they can correctly say that it's, every din chinuch has their own zman, so this has its own zman. So Rabbi Menach wanted to say, learn tainis shows from Talmud Torah. From this din of teaching your son Torah, the Tosis and the Ran don't go that far, but they're all saying that it's midin chinuch, and therefore even according to Tosis and the Ran, you can learn that each din chinuch has their own time. The time for this one is when the child can start speaking. Then you teach him Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. So this is a special din, not a din in Talmud Torah, a din in chinuch that you have to be mechanich your child. Get his mouth accustomed to speaking Torah from the very beginning, from the get-go. Shehiya bo, he mushrash bo. It should be rooted in him. V'ma she'ne'amar ba'agmara, shel'lamed oto Torah, haynu et ha'pasuk, Torah tziva lanu Moshe Morasha Kilat Yaakov. So what does the Gemara say? That when the child can start speaking, teach him the pasuk of Torah tziva lanu Moshe Morasha Kilat Yaakov. B'nei Yoshua and Brachas Daf Chaf writes, Shem Lam de Moshe Kroze Dafka. Dafka, this pasuk. Because Torah tziva lanu Moshe includes Kol HaTorah Kula. And apparently what he means is, what it says in the Gemara in Makis, and of Chof Gimel Amid Beis on this pasuk, the Taryag mitzvahs nemru leMoshe miSinai. 613 mitzvahs were said to Moshe at Sinai, because Torah's gematria tough reish yud aleph, and Anochi and lo yelecha amid pi agvur shemanim. The Torah ad siva lanu Moshe. Moshe taught us 611, and the other two we heard from Hashem. So now it emerges that Gan's Torah is merumas in this pasuk of Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, like the Pnei Yoshua says. Aval adayin, brachas daf chof that we just quoted. Aval adayin ino mevo'ar that the Taryag mitzvahs were said, but in this pasuk it only says 611. So how does it include the whole Torah? The Pnei Yoshua says this includes the whole Torah. No, this pasuk only includes 611. And like we learned in the previous shiur, Limud Talmud Torah is mitzad Torah atzma. The fact that you accustom the kid to learning, it's mitzad that you're chayiv in Torah b'atzmuso. Not almanas lasos. Almanas lasos is the Taryag mitzvahs. That's what we saw by women. Women are chayiv to learn almanas lasos in order to do. Men have an additional chiyuv on top of that, and a more fundamental chiyuv of learning in order to learn. Chayvim l'mot Torah gam dvarim she'inam kshurim lehedya letaryag mitzvot. Kivan she'achiyuv hu lamed et beno mitzad ha'Torah shebedavar. Uma ze talui betaryag mitzvot lekbo et ha'ikar bedavar ze. So, we have to learn Torah, even in matters that are not explicitly connected to the Taryag mitzvahs, because the chiyuv is to teach mitzvah Torah. So even if it's not one of the official Taryag mitzvahs, you still have to learn it. So why is it Talui in Taryag mitzvahs? Why is it Talui in Taryag mitzvahs that the Rebbeinu Yeshua says, oh. Why this pasuk of Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe? Because of the Taryag mitzvahs. A, it's only Taryag, it's only 611. And B, we have to teach your son Torah, mitzvah Torah. Not mitzvah, any, not mitzvah keeping the mitzvahs. The chiyuv nosaf. But the primary chiyuv is Torah, Torah l'shem Torah, good old fashioned way. V'ayen b'tosvot b'bava batra b'daf yodalid b'dibur ha-matchil d'ilma Torah tziva shekatvu ama shekatvu b'agmara shem shemru l'rabanan l'rabanuna k'tav rabba midal m'ya sifrei Torah. אמר לו דילמה תורה ציבה לנו משה כתב, וכתבו שם התוספות, ואומר רבינו תם שאותו פסוק נקרא תורה. דם בפרק ג' דסוכה, אז קטן יודע לדבר אביו מלמדו תורה, מהי תורה תורה ציבה לנו משה. ורים יגש כתב את הפסוק זה הוא שכתב. שכזו זה הוא הכל התורה כולה הוא אמור, נמצא כותבו כאילו כל התורה כולה כתב. So you have a gemara there that says that the rabbi said to Rabbi Nuna, the Rabbi Ami, wrote 400 Sifrei Torah, and they said, really? Maybe it was only Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Who says it was really 400 Sifrei Torah? That's a lot, by the way, to write 400 Sifrei Torah. Writing a Torah takes a few years. To write 400 Sifrei Torah is going to take some time, take a few lifetimes. So they said, maybe it really means Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. That was Rav Hamnuna's response. Tosis there writes, "Vomer Beinu Tam that pasuk is called Torah, because it says Katan Adel Dab Rav Lamdo Torah. What's Torah? Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. That's the name when they said he wrote 400 Sifrei Torah. What does it mean he wrote 400 Sifrei Torah? It means he wrote the pasuk of Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe 400 times. So that's all the Gemara with Tosfos. And then comes along the Rimi Kash, there in the Shita Mekubetzus, and he says that this pasuk is referring to the whole Torah. That's why it's called Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. It's called Kol HaTorah Kula. So if you write this pasuk, it's like writing the whole Torah. Pasuk Zehu Shekasab Lefisha Pasuk Zehu HaKol HaTorah Kula Nehem. This pasuk was said about the whole Torah. So if you write this pasuk, you're writing the whole Torah. But how is this pasuk talking about the whole Torah? This pasuk is only 611 mitzvahs. Or at most 613 mitzvahs. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, and then you have another two from God, Mipi HaGevurah, but that's not the whole Torah, that's just the mitzvahs. אז איך נבין את זה? אז לכן נראה שהמיוחד בפסוק זה הוא המבואר בפשוטו של מקרא זה. What's special about this pasuk is what we see in the פשוטו של מקרא of the pasuk. שנאמר בזה שתורה אשר ציווה לנו משה מורשה היא לקהילת יעקב, אך זנוע ולא נעזבנה. It is an inheritance for the congregation of Jacob. We will grab onto it and we will not leave it. I will grab onto it and we will not leave it. Rashi. And this means, יש לנו שייכות עם התורה. It's part of us. It's part of the essence of the Jewish person. And therefore, we can't separate from it and leave it. And so too in the Ramban, in his parish in the Pasuk, Katam, Shisa, Tamid, Viyom, Retarot, Sivalena, Moshe, V'yitiyah, Morasha, Kilas, Yaakov, Kiladaris, Oilam, So this is for all the Doros. This is our Torah for all the Doros. All the sons of Yaakov Yarshin is the Doros. It's the essence of the Jewish people. It's not something noisaf. It's not something additional. It's who we are. And the male, as long as we exist, the Torah exists. And that's what it's Yerbi Yochanan says in Sanhedrin 59a. Agar is Osek B'Torah Tzchai Mitha, Torah Tziv Lanu Moshe, Marasha, Lanu V'lo Lahem. It's our inheritance, it's not their inheritance. Gemara says there, it's Bechal Gezel. Gemara also brings Al Tikri Marasha, La Marasa. That when a guy learns it, it's like being Baal or Mara Marasa, like to a betrothed woman, because the Torah is betrothed to us. So Nesina Satara is that we should become one with Torah. It's our Torah, like a Marasa. Or maybe it's Yerusha, that it's yours forever. But it's something permanently part of us. 91b. If you prevent halacha from Thomas, like you're stealing from him the nachal of his elbows. So this is an inheritance for all of the Jewish people from the beginning of time. As Be'etzim Bria Sa'olam was already nikva that the Jewish people should be receiving Torah, and so was the Bria Memela. Kivan shekach nevru Yisrael, hare muchrach mize, shehatorah, b'chal etzim mahusam, so it's part of our mahus. And we see in the Sifri, in Parzos HaBracha, we see other drashas, same idea, that it's part of our essence. לפי זה נראה שמה שכותב הרי מגש את הפסוק is talking about כל התורה כולה עיקרו שבפסוק זה נאמרה מהות התורה it's talking about the essence of Torah and the connection of the Jew to the Torah and it automatically therefore emerges that since it's telling the fact that the Torah is the essence of the special kesher that Jewish people have with it since it says כיוון שנאמר הדבר על כל מה שתורה היא whatever is Torah So Mamela, there's Shaychus and Kesher of the Jewish people with the whole Torah. Because that whole Mahus, it's the same Mahus. So that's what it means. Torah Tzivalenu Moshe, it's Marasha Kilas Yaakov, it's part of our Marasha. It's part of our inheritance, it's part of who we are. So if you write that Pasuk, you're writing everything. Because this Pasuk is saying, whatever is Torah is us. That's why maybe he wrote that Pasuk for him, like, that's like writing Torah. Tosi says that pasuk is called Torah. That pasuk is magdir, the essence of Torah, and the relationship to the Jewish people. And Mamela, it applies to the whole Torah, that it's our Morasha. It's our Morasa, we're betrothed to it. It's our inheritance, it's part of us forever. For Goy's not allowed to learn it, it's Baal Na Morasa, he's stealing. It's ours. And therefore it's called Torah. Whatever is Torah is included in this category of being part of us. L'chein yosei al ydei zeh she'akotev pasuk zeh, she'hi k'tiva k'lapei atzmo shel ha'kotev. Hachein nimtza she'akosvo ki'ilu kol ha'Torah kula kosev. So, if you write this pasuk, it's like writing the whole Torah. Because the person writing it is relating to this musig of Torah. And once you relate to the musig of Torah, whatever's included in that category of Torah, as hiktiva klapei atzmo shel hakotev, he's writing the essence of the kosev. He's writing this pasuk to show that Torah is part of me. And that includes all parts of Torah. Klapei kotev yeshna b'zeh ktiva omeret al kol ha-Torah. Vis-a-vis the writer, it's like him saying that the whole Torah is part of his mahus. That's what it says in the Gemara. The Rabbi wrote it 400 times this pasuk. He wrote this pasuk 400 times. What's the inyan of this ksiva? The Maharsha writes parenthetically that Rabbi wrote it for the children, that their father should teach them. Seeing the Torah Tamima. In Parshas Vizos HaBracha, B'lomash Mekein Barishainim. B'chein the Sof, Maiti La Gemara B'hadei Aktiva Shel Sefer Torah Mamash. So what's the inyan on this ksiva 400 times? Dafka this pasuk. And it's talking there about writing the whole Sefer Torah. And it says, no, maybe he just wrote this pasuk. Ma Kesha. Based on what we said, we understand. There's a mitzvah ksiva Sefer Torah. That he has to have a Sefer Torah in order to be Davuk B'Torah. Some say it's enough just to buy it. Some say you have to actually write it. It creates a connection. When you create something, you feel much more connected to it than when you just buy it. So either way, you have to feel this Dveikus B'Torah. When you write Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, that's what you're doing. You're saying, I have Shaychus to Torah. The whole mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah is that you should have Shaychus to Torah. So writing this pasuk, which expresses the whole Torah, that it's a marasha for us, it's part and parcel of us, shows your dveikus to Torah. And therefore it's like this mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. Shekola marav b'zeh meshubachu. And that's why Ravami wrote 400 times. V'yesh laharich b'zeh amorai b'rabotai. We have made advancement in our study of this topic. Now we understand the inyan of Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, writing it 400 times, and that teaching your son this pasuk is a din in Talmud, it's a din not in Talmud Torah, but it's a din in special din in being margil and being mechanichim to learn that his pesh should be a pef Torah, as we saw in the previous year. And it's not not meeting the regular din of Talmud Torah. The regular Talmud Torah is Migil Chamesh. As Bezrat Hashem, anachnu nitkadem b'shiur haba, v'nireh od neflot. And the next year, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to get to the mitzvah of teaching your son Lashon HaKodesh. And we have a lot of exciting things to learn, so please stay tuned. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.